Now, cast your mind back 5 years. The world economy was looking pretty good. Markets were confident. Investment was high. Then doubts began spreading about one particular institution, the finance house Lehman Brothers. Now, this weekend marks the fifth anniversary of a seminal moment. Lehman filed for bankruptcy protection. The largest event of that kind in history, with Lehman holding $600 billion in assets. It's widely seen as the beginning of the global economic crisis, which for the US and Europe certainly only now seems to be coming to an end. Lawrence MacDonald was working at Lehman Brothers in the period leading up to the bank's collapse. What does he remember of that fateful weekend?
Well, we've all been in relationships with significant others that you feel a deterioration. You feel the connection drifting away. The other party maybe doesn't take the call or gets up and ends conversations more quickly than usual. And our bankers that were downtown in negotiations with Bank of America. Bank of America was the white knight. And it was pretty clear through the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that in each meeting that our teams had, people that, good friends of mine that were in some of these meetings, there was just really a decay. They were very distracted, and they had their mind on something else. They had their mind on Merrill Lynch.
So could you see in people's faces the kind of, you know, oh dear, we are heading towards the edge of the cliff?
It was definitely a feeling of despair as the week went. There was some hope that we would get a deal, but some of the comments coming out of Treasury were pretty scary. In my mind, they took Lehman Brothers' head, they put it underwater, and they watched for the bubbles.
Did you feel guilty at all that you'd bailed out sort of before the ship hit the rocks?
Well, I was kind of pushed out of the firm for Lehman Brothers. You either kept your head down, did your job, or you lost both. It's a great risk management lesson in the sense that there was a group of us that were all pushed out for trying to steer the ship in a different direction, but management just had a vision of risk-taking.
Do you feel on reflection that perhaps people like you, who could really see what was happening, should have gone a bit more public on it, should have, you know, alarmed everyone earlier?
At that point in time, you know, 2008, you have to remember what a crazy time it was. Everybody was bullish. If I did go public, where do you go? I mean, do you go to CNN and say, would you take me on? At that time, oil had gone from 90 to 150. The emerging markets were just exploding with growth. Most people were bullish. And I don't think any media outlet would have had anything to do with me until very much toward the end.
Lawrence MacDonald looking back at that fateful weekend 5 years ago. But what has the world learned, and what have US regulators learned, about how to avoid a meltdown like Lehman Brothers? Dr. Richard Portas is from the London Business School. He feels that not enough has been understood about exactly what happened.
Most of the people that were actually responsible for the debacle didn't get punished for it one way or another. Many of them just stayed in their jobs. Others made exits, graceful or otherwise, with lots of money. And a number of prosecutions have been brought of basically small, lower-level people. That's the first thing. The second thing is that the system itself has been, to some extent, changed. The regulators have been very busy drawing up lots of new rules and so on and so on. But first, there are faults in those rules. And second, implementation is still very, very slow. 5 years on. Right. And we still, I think, have a system that is not much safer than it was 5 years ago.
Well, let's look at what actually happened 5 years ago. I mean, for example, do you think the criticism that was directed at the U.S. Treasury Secretary, Hank Paulson, the way he saved Bear Stearns but not Lehman Brothers, do you think that's something that's still at the heart of what went wrong?
The criticism that I would make is saving Bear Stearns was okay, but not doing anything after that was not okay. And the problem with Lehman was allowed to develop to the point where we saw what the outcome was. But at the very least, at the point of the Bear Stearns issue, one should have seen that Lehman was on a course to disaster and have forced them to take preventive actions. They still might have gone down, but they could have gone down in a much less harmful way.
And once they did go down, were mistakes then made about how it was then sorted out?
I think things were done differently in the U.S. and in Europe. In the U.S., they did make one major positive move, which was to impose fairly serious stress tests on the banks, that is to say, to discover how robust they were. Was their capital base sufficient to absorb future shocks? And indeed, to give them the leeway to start lending again. And the answer to that was, in many cases, yes. In other cases, they had to go out and raise fresh capital. Fine. And the U.S. banking system is today not really fully healthy by any means, but it's a lot better than the European banking system, where this was not done. And we are seeing the results now in, and have done for quite some time, in the inability or unwillingness of the banks to lend to business. And that is proving a huge drag on the European recovery.
So the ultimate part of all this is to say it could happen again, perhaps even is likely to happen again?
It certainly could happen again. We have, as I say, significant improvements in the regulatory environment. In particular, for example, there have been improvements, or new rules and so forth, new structures in the derivatives markets, this huge worldwide, we're talking about several hundred trillion dollars of financial instruments that have been unregulated, in particular because the U.S., in its unwisdom, passed a law in the year 2000 that said there shall be no regulation of these markets. This was a disastrous mistake. It is now being remedied, but the implementation of those new rules is going very, very slowly. So yes, we could have a crisis almost any time. And the trouble is that we don't have the weapons that were used to fight the crisis of 2007-2008 are now much weakened.
Dr. Richard Portas there of the London Business School, looking back on that fateful weekend 5 years ago.